It's Dollar Day.
Is that good?
Marvelous. Everything's on sale. You can pick up some terrific bargains.
Aha! I suspected David wasn't doing so well.
Darren. And he's doing just fine. Bargain hunting's a challenge. It's fun. It's a great pleasure for mortal women.
Poor dears.
If you're not doing anything, why don't you come along? We can have lunch.
Well, it might be interesting to see how they'll half amuse themselves. You like it?
Very nice.
This, darling, is what I call a real bargain.
Costs nothing. Try it my way, Mother. It's the challenge of the thing. You'll see.
Anyway.
All by yourself?
Oh, no. Well, Mother's around here somewhere.
Well, happy hunting.
Oh, I should have thought of that 30 minutes ago.
How about this one?
Oh, Samantha, it's a doll. You've grown so conservative.
Well, it's reduced from $12.95 to $6.99. That's a saving of...
$5.96, and so what?
So what? I can enjoy another mortal pleasure. When you've saved enough on bargains, you're entitled to splurge. Now, that's really fun. Uh-oh. I'll never make it.
Make what?
Oh, I have a fitting upstairs this afternoon. And I can't do that in the marketing, too. And the chops are on special.
I'd love to help you, Samantha. Chops. But your haggling just doesn't appeal to me. But I could fill in on the dress fitting, though.
You don't mean...
I do.
Mother, you wouldn't. I mean, you could not hear in front of all these people.
Ah, you know how subtle I can be. Stiglum, staglum, sticks. What do you think?
I think my voice has changed.
Not even your dressmaker will know for sure.
Is that better?
Much. Where do I go?
Fourth floor.
Here we are.
Excuse me, do you have the time?
1:30.
Oh, that's exactly what I have. May I buy you a drink to celebrate?
You should be ashamed of yourself, Sonny.
I saw the whole thing.
What?
I saw the whole thing, Mrs. Stevens. Honestly, the nerve of some people. Well, did you find your mother?
Yes. I know exactly where she is.
Good. I'd like to meet her sometime.
Really? That would be a thrill for you. She's marvelous. A thoroughly fascinating woman.
Hi.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
How have you been?
Just fine. And you?
Only fair. But now that I've met you, things are bound to get a whole lot better. My name is Bob Fraser. Robert E. Fraser, Jr.?
I think I just met Senior.
Oh, yeah. How is old Ed?
His watch works. Otherwise, he's a little rusty.
Crude, too, I bet. Probably offered to buy you a drink right off.
Of course, I would have said no. Even if I hadn't been going for a dress fitting.
Oh, I'm terribly embarrassed. I favor my mother's side of the family. Perhaps after your fitting, I could buy you a cup of tea to make amends.
Oh.
Hello?
You're under arrest for not reading my latest novel.
Bob, where you been? I thought you were going to drop by the office the minute you hit town.
My publisher had other ideas. I'm stuck here at Blyden's department store, autographing books.
Say no more. I get the picture. And you met this beautiful young thing. You're not coming by at all, right?
Affirmative. But don't fret. If she has a friend, I'll fix you up.
Thanks. But I don't think my wife would approve.
You took the plunge, poor old buddy?
Affirmative. And I want you to meet her. How about dinner tomorrow night?
Well, can I call you? If I have any luck with this girl, I may not make it until Friday.
Oh, make it any time at all. And bring her along.
Thanks, old buddy. Talk to you.
Bye.
Oh, it's stunning. Stunning.
You really think so?
Oh, yes. I only wish I had your figure.
So do I. But the back, it's so conservative.
Well, I don't know. I suppose it could be lowered a smidgen.
I think that would help. And why don't we lower the front? Say, 2 smidgens?
I'll get the seamstress.
I'm so glad you're not one of these women who dress for other women.
Ah, I take it you're a 2 smidgen man.
I haven't found a thing, but I see you have.
Yes, and I wasn't looking.
Is she a friend of yours?
I hope not.
You're my kind of girl. I may patent the heroine of my next book after you.
You're a writer?
You sound like my publisher. I write historical romances which the clever public ignores. If you're not careful, I just may present you with an autographed copy of Helen of Troy.
Oh, I read that.
Oh. Well, I hope you won't hold it against me.
It was very amusing. Of course, Helen was nothing like that. She had a face that would have sunk ships, not launched them. And knock-kneed.
You must have loved studying history.
Living it was more fun.
Yes? Well, perhaps you could help me with my research. How are you on the Borgias?
The things I could tell you about the Crecia.
Oh, I wish you would. Let's have dinner and talk about it.
Well, why not?
Hello?
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Fine. You sound like you're working late and you won't be home for dinner.
No, I'll be there. I just called to tell you I got in touch with Bob Fraser.
Do I know him?
He's the writer, my old buddy.
You remember I told you about him?
Oh, yes.
Seems the minute he hit town, he got involved with some raving beauty. I asked him to bring her along, but he had other ideas.
Good. The last thing we need in this house is a raving beauty.
Correction, my love. Another raving beauty.
That's sweet.
Oh, honey, I tried to get in touch with you earlier. Where were you?
I was shopping for bargains with Mother.
Mother. Oh, that sounds like fun.
As a matter of fact, it was. She's been very helpful and sweet lately.
Wonderful hats. Samantha. And the longest lifeline I've ever seen.
It runs in the family. You should see my mother.
Shall we drink to her?
Well, why don't we? She's a marvelous woman.
Samantha, you combine the wisdom of the ages with all that's modern and swinging.
If you're ever up against it, Bobby, you can always write fortune cookies.
Abner.
Oh.
Now, don't blame me. My cookie said to be more affectionate.
Mine says, beware of chance meetings.
Hey, sweetheart. Bob just called. He can't make it to dinner tonight.
Oh? Why not?
Well, he and this new girlfriend he just met made a killing at the track. They're going out to celebrate.
She's sensational.
Sensational looking?
I don't know. I haven't seen her.
But you think she's sensational?
Well, Bob's been raving about her. Besides, she sounds like my type. Blonde hair, green eyes, crazy turned-up nose.
Sounds like me.
Exactly. That's my type. I'll see you tonight.
Bye, sweetheart.
Guess who does?
Stop that! What are you doing?
Oh, sorry, wrong ear. Say, what's the matter? How did you get out of bed on the wrong side?
Which side of the bed I get out on is nobody's business but my husband's.
You who?
My husband's. And if you don't leave me alone, I'm going to report you to the management.
Well, you didn't tell me you were married. Not that it would have made any difference, but you should have told me, Samantha.
You know me?
Why, I thought I did. I thought I knew all week, ever since we met here a few days ago.
We met here?
Yes, you were trying on that marvelous dress with the, Don't you think you ought to explain a little?
Well, you see, if you did know me, it wasn't me you knew.
Darling, that doesn't make any sense.
Yes, I could explain all this to you, but it would just be even more confusing. Let's just pretend it never happened. Goodbye.
Wait, Samantha!
Mother? Mother, I want to talk to you. What can I do for you, dear? For a start, you can stop being me.
Whatever do you mean?
Never mind the innocent act. Your boyfriend just nuzzled both my ears.
Oh, he is an affectionate rascal.
How could you?
Oh, it was easy. And we did start out to have such a nice rapport.
Well, it's over. A thing like this could lead to complications. Besides, it isn't fair to him. Mortals are very vulnerable. Now, I want your promise that you'll never see him again.
But we have a lunch date.
Mother?
Well, I wouldn't have to eat. I could just say goodbye.
No, Mother, absolutely not.
Till I don't see any harm in a simple goodbye, Bobby Fraser, it's been fun. Bob Fraser! I call him Bobby. He's a writer. Have you heard of him?
Heard of him? He's a friend of Darren's.
Oh, dear. That's a bit of a sticky wicket, isn't it?
Sticky? Oh, Mother, how could you have picked him of all people?
I didn't pick him. He picked me.
I mean you, or us.
He's coming here for dinner tonight. Maybe I could phone him and discourage him.
He doesn't discourage easily, dear. Did you tell him you were married?
Yes.
Well, it helps.
Helps what?
Well, I'll simply keep my lunch date with him and tell him I love my husband.
Or your husband, that is.
He'll behave himself.
You think it'll work?
It'll have to. Unless you have a better idea.
Only one.
What's that?
Murder.
I was afraid after that incident in the store this morning that you wouldn't come.
What incident?
When I kissed you on the ear.
Oh, how sweet.
At the time, you didn't seem to think so.
Well, I'm very unpredictable. Don't let it bother you.
Bother me? It's driving me crazy.
Bobby, there's something I have to say.
Oh, this business about your husband again?
Yes.
Look, darling, we're adults. You don't have to draw me a picture. I've written the scene 100 times.
I doubt it.
Your marriage didn't work out. You don't know what you ever saw in your husband. You didn't want to tell me because you were afraid how I'd take it. Now, isn't that true?
Not exactly.
Now, please don't feel guilty. We've just had 4 marvelous days together. And tonight I want to introduce you to my friend Darren Stevens. I'm dying for you two to meet.
Oh, I'll be there.
Good.
With Darren. He's my husband.
Boy, there's a weird echo in this place. I thought you said Darren was your husband.
I did. Ours is just an innocent little flirtation, but it's gone far enough. I only kept this luncheon date to explain things and urge you not to mention any of this to my husband.
On one condition.
Anything.
Look me in the eyes and tell me that Darren Stevens is the most wonderful man in the world.
Please, not while I'm eating.
Could you rephrase that?
Tell me I don't mean anything to you, that you love him.
Who?
Your husband.
Must I?
I love Darren Stevens. Say it.
I love Darren Stevens.
Not very convincing.
I promise you won't say anything tonight.
Not a word.
Edgar! Come here!
What is it?
That man, he's at their front door with flowers.
Well, maybe he's a florist.
I mean, you're going to love this guy.
Hi, old buddy.
Bob!
I finally made it.
Well, come on in. Come on in. Gee, it's good to see you. I'd like you to meet my wife. Sam, Bob. Bob, Sam.
Funny, I feel like I already know you.
Oh, how nice. Excuse me. I think I'll go put these in water.
Well, how about a drink? We got a lot of catching up.
Yeah, I'll say.
How would you feel if I invited one of my boyfriends to dinner?
Fine. Just make sure he can play pinochle.
Well, what do you think of Samantha? Isn't she something?
She certainly is.
Darren, I promised I wouldn't do this, but it's important. I've got to talk to you privately.
Well, I'll talk.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't quite know how to say it, but... So I guess the best thing is to come out with it. The girl I met. The one I was telling you about?
Yeah.
I think I'm falling in love with her.
Well, Bob, that's wonderful.
Yes, but the problem is she's married.
Ooh, that makes it rough.
Worse yet, I know her husband. Oh, he's a great guy.
Does he know what's been going on?
No. I think I should tell him. Don't you?
By all means.
Oh, I'm so glad you feel this way, Darren. You see, the girl I'm in love with is Samantha. So I'm telling you. What's so funny?
Well, you are, you dog. You haven't changed a bit. You're still pulling the same old corny practical jokes.
I'm not joking. I've been dating your wife all week.
That's great. I hope you enjoyed it. Honey, why don't you tell me about you and Bob?
He told you?
I'm sorry, darling. I had to.
Darling?
Darren, I'll explain later.
You'll explain now.
Don't bully.
You stay out of this.
Darren, it wasn't Bob's fault. It was Mother's.
Nobody thinks any less of your mother than I do, but let's not try and hang this on.
How did your mother...
Why don't you shut up?
With magic.
I think we better talk. Come on this way. Excuse us. All right, explain yourself.
You won't like it, Darren.
I want the whole story straight.
I had to be in two places at once, so Mother volunteered to double for me. That's when she met Bob.
She met Bob? Then it really is Endora?
Afraid so, darling.
This is ridiculous. How am I going to tell him he's fallen in love with my mother-in-law?
Well, did you decide anything?
Bob, it's all straightened out.
You mind telling me how? After all, I got a pretty important stake in this.
Well, it was all a joke.
A joke? What was so funny about Staten Island?
Staten Island?
I wouldn't know.
Oh. Well, then who would?
I would, Bobby.
Talk about putting somebody on. Identical twins, I should have guessed.
Of course you should. Anyone can see I'm much prettier.
I better start dinner.
Need help?
Thanks.
Oh, I've got to hand it to you, old buddy. When you arrange a double date, you really arrange a double date. Goodbye, Darren. It's been great. Thanks a lot for a marvelous dinner.
Well, come again anytime.
How about tomorrow?
That's not such a good idea.
No, tomorrow's bad for us.
Me too. I'm flying up to Boston in the morning.
He flies, too. Isn't that marvelous? Good night, Donald.
They're leaving! Together!
Who?
Mrs. Stevens and that man. Well, it's one thing to neck in a Chinese restaurant, but when she brings him right into her own home...
Gladys, will you stop?
That woman is shameless, and I'm going to do something about it.
I'm going to bed.
If I were running around like that, wouldn't you want to be told?
Yes, and soon.
I've known Bob since college, and I've never seen him fall like that.
I guess she's his type.
Did your mother promise to give up her masquerade?
Mm-hmm.
Can you trust her?
She gave me her solemn oath. I just hope it doesn't break Bob's heart.
He'll get over it.
Mr. Stevens, your wife has...
Your wife! Your wife! Your wife!
I guess it was nothing important.